Jessica, this week we're starting off with news of data that has been released by the Health and Human Services Department of New Mexico on juvenile detention. What can you share?
What we know is that there are currently only 6 juvenile detention facilities in New Mexico. Those are in Bernalillo, Curry, Doña Ana, Lee, San Juan, and Santa Fe counties, according to the report. What we also know is that there has been about $18.5 million spent by all 33 New Mexico counties just this year alone, 2019, to house juvenile detention facilities. Now, we started looking at this data because recently Otero County had signed an agreement to renew with San Juan County to house our juvenile detainees there. Now, there used to be a facility in Chavez County, which recently closed. What we understand is that there are very limited amount of facilities to hold what we know is a growing population of juvenile detainees, not only in Otero County, but in the entire 36 counties in the state. So we urge our readers to go over to alamogordonews.com to follow that reporting and to take a deeper dive into the report itself and what it could mean for the future of juvenile detainees in the state.
Okay, Jess, such an important topic here in New Mexico. Now, today is a day of giving, Giving Tuesday, and you have a story on an annual event that involves giving for children in the area, and that is the Toys for Tots program.
Correct. So every child deserves to have a Christmas, regardless of whether their family can afford to put a present under the tree. And one of the best ways to do that as a giving community is to give. So we know that Toys for Tots every year collects donations, and we urge your listeners and our readers to embrace that spirit. So toy distribution is scheduled on December 23rd at the Sergeant Willie Estrada Memorial Civic Center. Now, for those who want to give, you can go to the Toys for Tots Otero County website to learn where and how to drop off and what toys to drop off for this particular give.
Okay, now you also have something special on winter events happening this holiday season.
So Otero County is alive this holiday season. There are so many wonderful community events to attend. I'm going to highlight a few for you, but we also have a full listing on our website for those readers who want to get a full idea of what's happening. On December 13th is Alamogordo's third annual Christmas tree lighting. It'll be held at Washington Park beginning at 6 p.m. Also, Santa's Workshop is happening over at the White Sands Mall on December 13th. A Christmas Carol performance is happening over at the Flickinger Center for those of you who like arts for the season on December 17th. We encourage you to join in on that. Also, don't forget that even Christmas leads into a new holiday, which is New Year's. So on the 31st, you can go to a New Year's Eve celebration at the Rocket City Family Fun Center. Now, there are tons more to family-friendly events to participate in.
All right, Jessica, thank you so much for updating us on Alamogordo Now, and we will talk with you next week.
Look forward to it.